We're doing Brashot Ramban. We're holding in Brashat Torah Hashem Tmima, the top of page Kuf Nun Bet. The Ramban has been discussing the Ten Commandments, and he began with Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and he stated that this is a mitzvah. We should know that there is one God that created the world, and He is extant. And we're holding the top of page Kuf Nun Bet, five words into the paragraph, V'hizkir Hashem. And when Hashem identifies Himself in the beginning of the Ten Commandments, Hashem begins by saying, I am, and God uses the tetragrammaton, Yud Ke Vav Ke, Shehu Shem Ha'etzim, that we say that is God's personal name. Other names are descriptory. Elohim means the omnipotent. We have other names that are descriptory, but Hashem, we say Yud Ke Vav Ke, so to speak, that's God's name. Uvo Yisod HaAvaya, and that is the foundation of all creation. Yud Ke Vav Ke, according to some of the commentaries, means from the word Hove. Hove means is extant, and with the Yud means the active of extant, meaning God made extant, God made exist.
Why does God make extant?
It's a good question. Okay, so that name, says the Ramban, is unique in that it is the foundation of all creation. V'nasim bo otot u'moftim, and using that name one can do miracles. Mishanim havayato shel olam, that change the way the world is. V'hu Hashem anigla le'Moshe, and that is the name that was revealed to Moshe. V'vo'o lechadesh otot u'moftim, when Moshe was instructed to come and make new signs and miracles. Loma shenoda la'avot. This isn't the name that was made known to the forefathers, Shehu El Shaddai, that the name the forefathers were familiar with is El Shaddai. Kmo shekatuv, as the verse explicitly says, God tells Moshe, Va'era al Avraham el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov be'El Shaddai, I appear to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov with the name El Shaddai, Ushmi Adonai, and my name, Yud Ke Vav Ke, the tetragrammaton, lo nodati lahem, I did not make known to them. Ve'amar, and God said, Asher hotzeiticha, I am Hashem who took you out of Egypt. In the Ten Commandments, God begins with, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. Lehazkil, why does God make mention of that? To make known, shekvar yadu, that they already knew, v'nitbarer lahem, and it was clarified to them, b'yitziat Mitzrayim, when God took them out of Egypt, sheyesh Elohim mechadesh haolam, the exit from Egypt clarified the following points which are fundamentals of the belief. One, there is God who created the world, v'yesh lo yediya b'pratim, and God knows what's going on with individuals, v'ashgacha b'hem, and God watches over them. וכבר ישלים כי כל האמונה שאדם חייב להאמין בעצם האלוהות, and in essence God had already concluded with all the basic fundamentals of belief that every person has to believe that really God exists, created the world, He knows what's going on in the world, He's watching over us. כלומר שיש אלוהה נמצא מחדש העולם, so to speak, we can sum it up that there is God who is extant and He created the world, v'yesh lo yediya hashgacha v'yicholet, and He knows, He watches over, and He has the capacity to change things. He can change things in this world. All of this was clarified in leaving Egypt. So God identifies Himself, says, I'm Hashem, who took you out of Egypt, and as such illustrated to you that I created the world, I watch over the world, I know what's going on, I control the world. והם עצמם עוד מאמינים בנבואה, and they all really believed in prophecy, שעד עכשיו הוא מדבר אליהם, because here God's talking to them. So prophecy wasn't something external to them, they were experiencing it then and there. וגם ידיעת הייחוד נרמז להם בכאן, and God is also alluding to this concept that God is singular, that's also alluded to in the Ten Commandments, במילת אנוכי, when God begins the Ten Commandments with the singular I. Anochi in Hebrew is singular. I, singular, took you out. Hotzeiticha is also singular. I, the singular, took you out of Egypt. Ki lo dibel b'milat Elohim. God did not begin the Ten Commandments and say, Anochi Elohim, which can be misinterpreted as plural, Elohim. V'chazal ve'amar. And then God goes on to say, Kivan shenitbarer l'chazeh. Being that this has been clarified to you, that I took you out and I'm watching over you and I'm the creator and watcher over of the world. Therefore, the Ten Commandments continue and say, Hishamer lecha, watch yourself, shelo yeh lecha elokim acherim, that lest thou have foreign beings that you serve. What is that a reference to? Shehen ha-malachim, malachim mala. That's a reference to the angels that are above. Hanikraim ken, that they're also called Elokim. Kmo shafaresh be'ezrat hakel, as I will explain later on with God's help. So the Ramban explained, Anochi, God is saying, I am, I took you out of Egypt, you know me, and you know the basic fundamentals of belief because of it. Once that's been validated, lo yelcha elokim, you're not allowed to serve any other being, even if it's an angel. Velo ta'aseh lecha pesel, don't make any idol, any figurine, lekabel kochot elyonim, to accept the powers from above, otachtonim betzurot, or to the powers below using these forms, do not do that. Velo tishtachaveh lahem velo ta'ovdem, do not bow to them, do not serve them. So Hashem says, recognize that I'm running the show, serve me, and do not make figurines, even of forces that exist. Bottom line, God says, there are angels, there are forces, but I'm the only one that's God, and therefore I want you to serve only me.